What's goody, y'all? You guys know who it is. Ringside Rave. Make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and let's get into this podcast.
Yo, man, what's up, everybody? Thank y'all for tuning in to episode 16 of the Fade Hour. I'm your host, Maul, Bruising Boxing. I'm just sipping on a double IPA right now. Y'all know I got my whole gang with me. I'm going to go ahead and pass it around the room and let everybody introduce themselves. And as usual, we're going to go ahead and get into this tonight.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Smoke at Free Smoke Boxing. Of course, repping that Ringside Rave. Right now, I'm drinking Bullet Bourbon, and I have Sour Diesel in my pipe.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's Pasco up in the ring, representative. And as always, man, because it's Tuesday, I got my Merlot in my glass right now. You know, I've had a couple already because it was one of those days. So let's get to this, man.
What up? This your boy P, repping Ringside Rave, Bodega Boxer, and I'm just sipping on some Lipton Raspberry iced tea. Right? This is so good.
Hey, what up, y'all? This your boy News, representing Ringside Rave all day. I know what it is with me, man. Got the gelato on deck, like always. Actually, was just listening to my boy Dolph talking about putting that gelato in the air, having money everywhere. I got my homies everywhere. I ain't got the money everywhere yet, but you already know we after that too. So
it's coming.
You know what I'm saying? Also, at the same time, I'm mixing it today. I'm about to get faded for real on the fade out. I'm mixing a little bit of my gelato. Got the Ciroc pina colada, trying something different this time. Hopefully it ain't, you know what I'm saying, gonna put me down midway through the show, but I'ma still go with it. You know what I'm saying? Get up like Tyson Fury, but we'll speak touch on that. But I would like to say that we also have the newest member of the cast, number one free agent in the game. We brought to the Fade Hour for y'all. Y'all know him. Y'all love him.
Appreciate that, bro. What's up, y'all? It's Leon from Champside, checking in with Ringside Rave, my brothers. You know, I'm just doing my thing, man. I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how I do. So let's get into it.
Let's get into it, y'all. This is, like I said, it's the first edition of the Fade Hour. We got Maul with the golden voice, you know, but I'm doing the talking right now. Cause I already got, like I said, I got the Ciroc. Y'all know the mouth's going to be running. First episode, Ringside Rave, Champside, Bodega Boxing, Free Smoke Boxing, Bruising Boxing. We about to turn it up. It's about to be a new 2019, about to be crazy. We ain't going to stop.
Yes, sir.
We sounded like Voltron in this bitch.
Right.
Fresh.
Voltron, Power Rangers. Anything y'all want, anything that click up. Nigga, we clicking up like Legos when we snap them into place. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
But yeah, y'all, for real, before we even get into it, on a serious note, man, us here, we all just want to just pass out some positive vibes to Adonis Stevenson, man. You know, and then induce coma and stuff. We never want to hear that. These boxers, man, they put their livelihood on the line for us. So, yeah, definitely want to send some positive thoughts and vibes and prayers and all that his way, man.
Yes, sir.
Much respect to Superman.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. And, that Saturday night, you know, we had the undercard of the big pay-per-view Wilder Fury. Let's just go ahead around the room. Let's Royal Rumble style, man. Let's stop. Let's not even gloves is off. Before we get to the main event, let's talk about the undercard. Whoever want to start off, you know, we had Joyce fighting, Ortiz fighting, Hurd fighting. Anybody who want to start first, get their all opinion on it, and let's just go, man.
Me, I want to go.
All right.
Hold on.
We're not gonna start with Vasek
Stevenson first. Huh? Oh, we'll get there. Yeah, we definitely touch on that. Yeah, we gotta get to this undercard first, man.
Hold up.
I gotta say my piece first, man.
All right,
I ain't seen these. So let me tell y'all what I heard, and y'all can reflect and say if it's actually what happened. So I heard that I saw that Ortiz controlled Kaufman and just ended up TKOing him in a kind of Euro stoppage because Kaufman was getting his ass beat. And then I saw Jarrett Swift Hurd. He knocked out Welburn or whatever with a body shot in the fourth round. But I've read that throughout the first three rounds and pretty much until he threw that punch that Swift was getting outboxed.
I wouldn't say outboxed, but he was getting roughed up and getting those hands put on him. Like, he got hit way too much for my liking in that fight. Welburn, when he got hit with that body shot, I could have swore he should have been able to get up, because I saw this and I was watching this in the theater, and it looked like, oh, okay, good. You know, he got hit with a quick body shot. He can get up and continue to fight. But dude just looked clear-eyed, just looked directly at the ref, just sat there, sat his ass down there. I'm just like,
are you insinuating something?
Let me take my 30 racks.
I'm insinuating that Welburn could have continued to fight.
Are you insinuating Welburn said, I want to get the hell from out of here?
Well, like I said, I mean, he was winning the fight. That was the problem. I didn't give Hurd any rounds in that fight, because I don't know what the hell was going on. Either, you know, Hurd was just, I mean, Welburn was coming down from middleweight, so it could be that Hurd, you know, met someone that his actual size and strength, and he didn't know what to do with it. I don't know. Or it was just, he didn't take this shit seriously. Who knows? But Hurd did not look good in this fight until, you know, he hit that body shot. Ortiz, yeah, I mean, he tried his, I mean, he put Kaufman away finally in the 10th round. But, yeah, Kaufman effort was fighting to survive. I mean, he got put down like three times, you know, and he was just, he really wanted to go a distance. So it was just like Ortiz was just, you know, patiently beating the shit out of him. Joe Joyce, I still don't think they don't need to rush him at this point. Like, you know, let him, because he was getting out jabbed. Like, Joe Hanks was actually, you know, kept that jab in his face, and he was getting hit with every single one of those jabs too. But Joe Hanks doesn't have the best punch resistance, so as soon as he got clocked, that shit was a wrap. But yeah, Joe Joyce should really, they need to, I know he's like 33 or whatever, but you know, if they rush him along, a KO loss is coming to him quick. So that's my thoughts on the undercard.
I don't know. I mean, I just feel like, shit, no matter what happened to Joe Joyce fight, he knocked that man out within 3 minutes. They ain't even got a second round. Damn. So.
Yeah, I was like, Pat was talking. He said like it was like a third, fourth round fight.
Everybody know Joe Joyce got that man up out of there in one round. You know what I'm saying? That's all he needed. So, I mean, the jab may have been fluid, but
news, you said it. You said it was a pay per view of knockouts. You said undercard of knockouts.
The night of knockouts. And I mean, as a matter of fact, Leon was in the building. So what did the crowd? So when Joe Joyce got that knockout, how did the crowd react to that?
Man, first of all, by me putting up the Joe Joyce knockout, that shit got my fucking Instagram blocked. So shout out to Joe Joyce for that crazy ass knockout. Because that shit went viral soon as I posted it.
Instagram police.
Yeah, but man, that shit, no, it was crazy. I mean, all the fights on there was crazy. You know, I thought the Hurd fight, personally, I thought that he said it before the fight that he was trying to show a different side of his game. Maybe that's to test out his shoulder, but he was being more defensive. I thought he was just in the high guard just to be in it, you know, just relax. As soon as he put in a little effort, he hit him with that body shot and it was over. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like, because people in the crowd was talking about it like, oh, he's losing. I'm like, he not even doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't even working like that. So soon as he started working, he got him out of there. But the Ortiz fight, that was like, damn. I mean, I felt like he should have got him out of there sooner. I mean, he kept knocking him down. He had like four knockdowns, but he looked okay. So Leon, it was a good card, though, man.
Did the people in Staples Center love Ortiz like they did on the Mikey Easter undercard?
What? Joe Joyce got love because people from the UK was there.
He got a lot of love.
And then, yeah, Ortiz got love again, you know, like saying his last time. So, yeah, pretty much everyone that fought on that card got love, you know what I'm saying?
What you, P, you was able to catch any of the undercard?
I was in the theater with Pat the whole time.
Yep, exactly. What's your thoughts, bro?
I was happy with all the undercard fights, all knockouts. The Joyce fight ended like this, like real quick. It was funny because I was just saying, hopefully he gets him out of here soon. But then, boom, got him out of there. The Hurd fight, I think, as much as I like Hurd, I think that that fight showed us a glimpse of what his boxing is going to be like if he moves up to 160. I don't think it's going to be as good as he is at 154, but he got him out there with a nice body shot. I felt that shit. But, it is what it is. But he got his hands put on. He got bullied a little bit. But he got him out of there, so you can't ask for anything else. Yeah. So, and Ortiz dominated the shit. Like, Crawford fought scary for most of the fight. Like, he wasn't even really trying to engage. I was even surprised he lasted that long. But then again, because he wasn't even really engaging. So, but he got him out of there eventually. So, I was happy. It was all knockout.
Shit, what y'all think is next in store for all three of them? All three of the winners on the undercard.
Jared Hurd versus J-Rock. Yep. I think that's next.
In D.C.?
Ooh.
In D.C.?
If that's not in D.C., I might have to go to that fight. Hey, I want to see Hurd. I want to see Hurd up there, especially versus J-Rock.
Yeah, I just want to go to D.C. so I can go to the stadium again and act out in the strip club.
So, here's my thing. I don't think J-Rock is tune-up status. And didn't Hurd say that he was looking for a tune-up before fighting Charlo?
He got it. That was Wilbur.
That was a tune-up.
No, I think he did say he wanted one more, right?
He said something in the interview.
He said he won a hometown fight.
Yeah.
Hometown fight.
But right. He did not want to fight Charlo.
Next?
Nah. Right.
No.
Next.
They can't fight next. They can't fight next. He has a mandatory. Like we were talking about in the last cast. I can't remember the last time Hurd fought a mandatory and he has two belts. And that,
well, unification trumps.
It does, but like you said, no, that's one. I can't see them. You know what I'm saying? Just going right into each other right next. When you fight J-Rock, Jermell Charlo could get him another fight. Y'all meet around late summer, maybe. You know what I mean? The end of the year, big fight.
That's gonna be a hot.
Well, wasn't it reported that J-Rock was promised that he would get either Hurd or Mel next? That's what I heard.
Right.
That was being reported that he was gonna get one of them. So he may get Charlo, the other Charlo. So we don't know. We'll see. But ideally, it should be Hurd J-Rock.
What about what y'all think next for Joyce and Ortiz?
Joyce will probably get like another high profile fight on a televised card. I mean, but it's probably just going to be like another showcase fight for
against him. A scrub.
Baby. Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, they need to elevate him to the level below Brazil.
Yeah,
they're like fighting Chris.
Throw him out of Charles Martin. Now I gotta
Charles
shoot
Martin.
Martin. Oh, I gotta shoehorn him in.
Charles Martin.
Yeah, no, I had to shoehorn him in there, man.
At this point, man, his name's starting to remind me of like a backup linebacker or something.
Charles Martin from the Raiders.
Yeah.
He's had.
Hey, y'all remember Charles
season.
Martin?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hardy Nickerson on the Jaguar status now, man. Y'all. Fuck all this. Let's get to the main event, y'all. Let's not waste time. Let's not even do this anymore, y'all. Thoughts on the fucking main event. Period. Just overall thoughts. Regardless of who you thought won or lost, just your thoughts on the fight as a whole.
I love the fight. And the fight started off slow because you know you're thinking about Wilder is gonna try to knock him out. You wait, like
he
I found
did.
Myself yeah, I found myself anticipating the knockout early. Like during the fight, and then after like the first four rounds, I had to remind myself I wanted to knock out in the ninth round anyway.
So me
I'm
too.
Waiting for the first. So I'm like, calm down. You know what I'm saying? Put a little more in the bone. Chill, relax. You know what I'm saying? So did that. Watch Wilder, watch Fury. Fury did show that he had a better chin than what everybody say. So we can just skip all that Steve Cunningham stuff when it's brought up again. We can't bring that up no more. Fury has a chin, but at the end of the day, I felt more like Wilder didn't do enough. I thought Fury won 10 rounds. I have to see the replay. I have not seen the replay yet. But on the first fight, I had like fight night, I think I had Wilder winning like two rounds. When I thought about it, maybe three is what I had him winning at first. But
how would you grade him?
Who, Wilder in that fight? I give Wilder a D.
Yeah.
Pause. Pause.
So I'm okay with a draw. The thing is, I'm not okay with the way that the judges got there. And
before we get there, just how they look.
So yep. I thought, and I'm gonna say this: I thought Wilder was gonna KO him within 8 rounds. So I think Tyson Fury looked fantastic. Sans 2.5 minutes, maybe.
Smoke, let me ask you this. Let me not cut you off. Do you think he looked fantastic, or he just did better than your expectations?
No, I think that he looked really good as he was defending. But at the same time, he caught Wilder with some decent counters, and he was able to throw the 1-2. Although, seeing it, his jab was a lot. It left a lot to be desired. However, he made Wilder miss so much it was crazy. I think if you look at it objectively, you can easily score a draw. Yep. I scored it personally 115 to, I don't even know what the fucking score could be, but it was fucking, you know, Tyson Fury wins by 1 point. But I'm totally okay with the draw. I'm not okay with the way that people on Twitter and social media and even in the press are talking about Wilder got basically shut the fuck out, because the first 4 rounds, I mean, there are 2 toss-up rounds there. I gave 1 to Wilder, 1 to Fury, but, you know, you give 2 to him there, then with the 2 knockdowns in there, boom, draw. So,
right.
That's P? My thoughts.
P and well, Pat?
Let me get mine in before Pat gets his shit. Let me just go first.
He's already heard a lot of my shit.
Pat gotta go last, because I already know
he's gonna Pat's gonna get his shit in regardless. But anyway, let me get my shit in before he gets his shit. So I scored the fight 115 to 111 for Fury. I did not agree with the draw, but after, you know, further consideration, I can see why people thought it could be a draw. So I'm not going to say complete bullshit, but I don't think it was a damn draw. That's just me personally. I gave three rounds to Wilder. I gave him the second, which was a toss-up. I gave him the 8th and the 12th, the 2 rounds where he got the knockdown. I could have given him the 4th, because I was going back and forth on that one, and I ended up giving it to Fury. But even if I gave it to Wilder, that's 4 rounds, and it would have been 114 to 112 Fury. I can't see any more rounds that I realistically could have given to Wilder, just my opinion personally. But I do realize that the first 4 rounds, there wasn't a lot much action, but I felt like Fury controlled the action more. So I ended up giving 3 of the first 4 rounds to Fury. I do not agree with the judge giving the... Here's the thing. I don't have a problem with the draw as much as I have the problem with the scores. Almost like I did with Canelo Golovkin.
I was just about to say that.
I didn't have a problem with the draw in that fight, and I scored the first fight for Canelo 7-5. I did have a problem with the Adelaide Bird 118-110 score. Well, that's the same thing. I didn't like the 115-111 Wilder.
What's that judge's name?
That Tijuana dude?
Like Rochin?
Rochin, yeah.
Yeah, he gonna be banned real soon.
Let me ask you this, P. How do you feel about people... how do you feel about how people saying they kind of gave Wilder a round or two early because of his aggression? Do you think it was effective aggression, or like, do you score it that way?
It's always a mixed bag, and I never everything the same way. But I usually go with who's really controlling it more. Now, I'm not a fan of like just aggression for aggression. It's got to be effective aggression. And the problem was, it wasn't effective because Fury basically neutral, because the first four rounds is basically Wilder trying to figure out the distance, because that's the first time we've ever seen Deontay Wilder against a guy that's bigger than him and has a longer reach. He's usually fighting against shorter guys. When you're fighting a shorter guy, you can't jab and hit him with the right hand the same as when you hitting a taller guy. So you got to go higher. So he's trying to figure out that distance. Meanwhile, Fury is actually moving well and not letting him get that distance correctly, not letting him, close it. So he's ineffective. He was getting wild, trying to hit the home run and missing. So to me, you're swinging, missing, you're striking out. I'm not going to give you a on base for striking out. I got it. No, I'm a baseball guy. You strike, you're out. So I don't agree with it.
Yeah, yo, Leon, before you get your thoughts too, man, let me ask you a question, though. Like, when do you factor in, like, punch stats and stuff how much credence do you get at? Because people want to be like, well, Fury threw less and only landed, you know what I'm saying? Like, people use CompuBox when it fits an argument, but, like, how much credence do you get at in general? Because the punch stats would lead you to believe that Fury kind of, I want to say dominated, but controlled the fight. But your eye test might have said different. But like,
I think you have to look at them in the context of each round, just in general, right? Because you could throw X amount in one round, and you could throw the complete opposite in the next. You know, but your total could be higher, or whatever. So you got to score the fight by round. And I don't know, man. I thought Fury clearly outboxed Wilder. He showed that he's a better boxer, but as we know, it don't matter when Wilder hits you. And he got 4 points on the two knockdowns, right? And he need what, two or three to get a draw? Two to get a draw. So if he could find two rounds outside of rounds 9 and 12 to give to Wilder, then you got a draw. But the thing to me is like with the judges is okay, one judge is same deal. You too far on Wilder's side, but you still went Wilder, okay? And then the second judge had it for Fury. But it's the third judge who scored it a draw that made it the difference. And that judge, all they had to do is see two other rounds outside of 9 and 12, right? Because you got 9 and 12 in the book by default. So I thought that Fury won the fight because he got up at the end.
Yep.
The fact that he got up, and then every time he got up, he would come back at Wilder. It was like he wasn't in retreat. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm not mad at the draw. I'm not going to, hate on it.
Argue it. Right.
But let me tell y'all, man, the shit was lit. Like, the UK fans, them niggas is crazy, bro. Like, they had 10 to 12 different chants on deck all through the fight.
Man.
Yo, unison, bro. And when Fury came out, they fucking lost it. That shit was crazy. Like everybody, all the black people around us, we was looking at each other like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? Like, it was like a nation out there, for real.
Yo, Leon, so you and I were at the Mikey Garcia Robert Easter fight.
Nah, it wasn't like that.
So, hold on. I'm going to ask you. So, you remember when Easter got knocked down and the place fucking, like,
I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
Right? Yeah.
Man, you know he got a few horn. You know he got a few horn mic here today.
When Fury went down in the 12th, that shit went crazy. Because you know that's the end. Like, we all watching it like, man, Wilder going to lose if he don't get this knockdown.
And he got
it. That's the only reason why he got the draw is because of the knockdown. Without that, it's no question. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
I mean, it was the crowd was on a different level than you would ever seen before.
I go front.
It was high stake, bro. And Wilder, everybody knew Wilder was losing that shit.
Yeah.
And that shit, well, like, I was dead silent when it happened. I was like, yo, he just slumped his ass. I was like, what the fuck? All that good shit he did was negated by one fucking punch in the 12th round. I was just like, you gotta be shitting me. And then he got up and I was like, man, you gotta be shitting me.
The only problem I have with that is, first of all, I think Tyson Fury should have been counted out. I mean, people could tell me what they want. They can use as many. You can use as many.
Go ahead, dude.
You can use as many timers. You can use as many stopwatches you want to use. At the end of the day, the footage don't lie. That man was not on steady feet at 10. And we've seen many fighters get counted out, waved off at 10. Jack Reese did let the fight go on. People can say what they want to say, but you have to admit, Jack Reese let the fight go on. You can't be bent over, barely getting to your feet at 10, like, okay, he good. Since when? We've seen many fights counted out when a fighter barely gets up to their feet at 10 and it's waved off. We've seen that. Secondly, this dude was out cold for 5 seconds. When's the last time we've seen somebody start counting up to 5 when someone's out cold? I didn't see Khan get 5. Khan didn't get 5. Soon as Khan hit the ground, he waved. Kenny Bayless waved that off.
I think I don't agree. I hate it when I personally hate it when referees are counting and then we'll just wave it off. And if you're gonna count, just count it all the way out.
Hey, hold on, y'all. We never let Pat get his thoughts in.
Hold on. Uh-oh. Let me finish where I'm going with this. The fact is, I thought it was 10 seconds. Before that, I thought he got to 5 and he counted all the way to 5 and he's giving him a count. Wilder could have stepped on the gas, but we knew Wilder was dead tired in the 10th round. So I knew he couldn't step on the gas and get Fury out of there. Those extra 13 seconds that he got is enough that he needs to get back.
Is it the time or how you look?
That's a good question, Leon.
Like your eyes go to the back of your head. Do we need to count?
No, you don't. That boy was asleep. That's what I'm saying. They took one, two.
But that's three. Good point, Smoke. What was he really?
No, it was a moment though. I mean, Tyson Fury made fucking Titanic eyes with Jack Reese at 5 seconds. Pause. And that's what. Hold up. That's what stopped him from getting counted out. Also, if Wilder had won like 4 rounds before the 12th round knockout, 12th round knockdown, well, y'all might have heard what I actually think. I think that Jack Reese would have stopped it at like 2 or 3.
I think Jack Reese did a good job, though. I mean, I'm not like it's not as much like we're talking about like he counted fairly, he let him get up, and he actually made him walk to him. It's like, and I don't think he gave him that much time. I can see why he didn't say that. But if anything, I look at it as, well, it's actually boxing karma, because the ref, if you remember in the Wilder Ortiz fight, the ref in that fight actually gave Wilder an extra bit of time.
At the start of the eighth round.
Wait, you
remember that? At the start of the eighth round.
No. Let me refresh my memory.
I know he got hurt in the seventh round. Ortiz had him on ice the round ended, and the next round he sends Wilder to like the cup mirror, have somebody look at him, but like there's no cups on him. Even Paulie called it out. Paulie said like he has no cups on him, he has nothing on him. Like, why are you doing that? And then he makes him walk around. Like, he basically just gave him an extra 30 seconds to recover because he was still hurt. I feel like that's the problem, because I don't like it when refs rush, because when refs rush, you get a Richard Steele moment against with Meldrick Taylor. Get up. Are you okay? Are you okay? Come to me.
But that's true though, Pete. But then you also got to realize that if you got to make the man start jogging after 10 seconds already counted, you're not sure he's ready. So that's what, remember, he counted 10 already. And he approved Fury, and then he told him to run back and forth to see if he's ready. Why did we need the extra if he was ready at 10?
No, I understand that.
And that's why I'm saying, if he wasn't ready at 10, that's a knockout. So there's nothing that comes after that. That man started jogging. Jack Reese was not sure he was ready to continue action.
Hold on, y'all. Let's pause it. Let's go ahead and get Pat in it, because we still forgetting Pat.
Pat been sipping Merlot all this whole time.
I know. Pat might be asleep.
Nah, I'm very awake, Zach.
Pat took a nap for this one.
All right.
Yes.
Motherfuckers.
Just go, Pat.
What have I always said about Deontay Wilder in previous casts?
Hold on.
Let him go.
What have I always said about Deontay Wilder in previous podcasts, going back and forth with some of you motherfuckers about his ability? What have I
Bailey,
always
right? We call him Bailey.
That he was the undefeated WBC heavyweight champion of the world.
He must be really faded. Nah. Well, speak some sense, my nigga.
I almost called him Donovan Bailey, so I ain't one that even speaks sense.
What have I always called him? What do I like in Wilder's boxing?
What's the Bailey dude?
Randall Bailey, aka the Knockout King, aka a one hitter quitter. AKA the heavyweight version of the of Randall Bailey. And I've been having arguments. He beat a Cuban fighter. Big whoop you do. He has an improved jab. So what? He's a bronze medalist. Now, fuck all that. All these excuses instead of focusing on the one thing that this motherfucker has. This motherfucker has struggled in his boxing, has a lot of struggle in his boxing. I had this argument over and over and over again, but motherfuckers have the rose-colored glasses on. You know, they're like, whoa, he's the bronze bomber, bomb squad, all this bullshit.
News, I feel like he's talking to you.
Now you see this on display. Okay, he's against Fury. Now,
all right, about the fight, Pat. What's your thoughts on the fight?
No. Let me go speak one piece about this shit. It's my time. Pete, you be quiet. So anyway, like I said, regardless, I don't think much of Fury either. However, because Fury, as I said before, I think he's abused his body way too much, you know, with the drugs and the food and the mental illness, because he was probably seeing and hearing shit. You know, and I think that Wilder, you know, wouldn't have a hard time knocking him out. How wrong I was. Wilder got outboxed thoroughly. Like it was sad to watch. He made no adjustments, throwing right hands over and over again and missing and swinging. He looked like a straight amateur. He was fighting on his back foot, which he doesn't do. And had a really good time doing it. he looked basically terrible. Like Fury was doing, Fury was styling on him, putting his hands behind his back, doing his little jittery, his blubber fucking flying all over the fucking place. It was disgusting, but it was effective.
Then he got caught with that dumb shit too.
Yeah, he looked stupid doing that shit.
Yeah, he was stupid. But then Wilder was so confused by that, he was missing over and over again. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, if now everyone's seeing what I've been seeing, even though this should have been seen a while ago, you know, that this boy has struggled in his boxing. He has a low boxing IQ, and he has a weak technical foundation. However,
but Pat, Pat, but Wilder said his arm was, you know, he had an arm surgery.
Not even that, bro. Nobody has ever even argued Wilder's skills.
His injury, this not injury. If this motherfucker had an injury, he wouldn't be able to throw the right hand, which gets me to the one positive this motherfucker has. You cannot allow this wiry motherfucker to hit you with his right hand any fucking punch. That's the only positive. Like, the ninth round wasn't really a clean knockdown. It was just more or less that it was off, you know, he managed to catch Fury off balance, and it was glancing, although with Wilder's power, it was probably a little bit more than that. And he got up, you know, that's what it was. And he proceeded to outbox him some more. Now, Wilder, however, had his moment in 12 where he landed that fucking kill shot and followed by the left hook. Now, kill shots in boxing, like I said, I'm always like, one thing that does impress me is when I see a boxer get up from a certified kill shot. Because the last time I saw a fighter get up from a kill shot was watching fucking Mickey Roman get up from getting his insides torn out, pause, with the left hand. Yeah, that's why I said pause first. But that's what happened. He took a body shot that had him rolling on the canvas like he was having a seizure. And he got his ass up before a 10 count and, you know, continued to fight for two rounds. That's the type of shit that I was like, okay, I can dig that. I respect that. And Fury was out. He was out cold. Like, for a minute, I was waiting. Like, I was in that seat, the theater I was in, you know, like, the shit, like, erupted. Everyone was like, oh, shit. Like, because we done think that Wilder committed a fatality, because this nigga started shimmying and shit. And, you know, and I was waiting for Jack Reese to wave his hands over and saying, this nigga is out. But I'm saying, what the fuck is he waiting for? Like, he was having a magic moment. Like, it was like the eyes were locking and shit. And then Fury gets his ass up like the Undertaker. And, you know, and and personally, I thought the count was normal. Like, because the count that he has to, yeah, I mean, I was completely surprised that Fury got up. And so Fury, while he is chinny, he has recovery powers out of this world, because there's no way in hell. Like, whatever Gypsy got that he prayed to definitely came through in the hush. And I'm pretty sure Fury probably gave, like, you know, burned some chickens, you know, in thanks, you know, for getting his ass up from that punch. Because there's no explanation why he got up from that shot. Much less was able to continue fighting and actually wobble Wilder after that.
Wilder, so,
y'all think so, Wilder shot?
Yo, Pat, what was your prediction though?
My prediction was, because Fury's condition was so bad, I thought, you know, Wilder would get him out there in five. And that was the one thing I was very wrong about. You know, Wilder had more struggle in his boxing than I thought. So, you know, in this fight, Fury's stock went all the way up. Basically everything that could happen for Wilder, I mean, for Fury, that was positive, happened. Wilder's stock went all the way down.
And before we get in, let Rez drop his thoughts in here, man, because before we all get into it, man, we got to get my man International Rez out there thoughts, man.
Okay, so I thought it was a great fight. I had Fury winning 115, 111, which is 9 rounds to 3. I could see why somebody gave it like 8 rounds to 4, even 10 rounds to 2. You know, the draw is... I disagree with it. I don't think it's the right call, but I don't think it's a robbery either. I can see how somebody got it to 7 rounds to 5 to Fury, but that's definitely the most generous decision I can see for Wilder. I can't see him winning more than 5 rounds in this fight. Major props for Fury, because he made Wilder risk most of the rounds. He only came back 6 months ago, and he did a great job neutralizing one of the, if not the most dangerous heavyweight around. And when he took his best shot, he took Wilder's best shot, and he got up. I don't understand the controversy around this either. I don't think that this is a real controversy, because Jack Reese did a great job. Like, he continued the count. He was there. He saw up close what state Fury is in. He saw he's not out cold. He can continue. He stood up, and he even asked him, like, you say, okay, can he walk straight? Some people had problems with that too, but you know, that's just the protocol. That's usual when a fighter is hard after a hard knockdown like that. It's usual that they ask this, and there's no controversy for me around that. You know, I heard that Wilder hurt his right hand, broke his right hand actually before the Fury camp. I don't know what to make of that because, you know, on the fight, it definitely didn't seem to me like he would have any problem with the right hand. If anything, he was right hand happy. He scored two knockdowns with the right hand, and he threw with a lot of time in general during the fight. Actually, like, this made it easier to Fury to read him. But he also scored knockdowns with it, of course. So yeah, it was a great fight, a draw I can maybe see. I wouldn't call it a robbery, but I think Fury won, and for a lot of people he won, and major props for him because he proved that he is back. I think he will only be better at a rematch because he only came back 6 months ago, and he made a great case to be called the best heavyweight in the world.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that thought, man. But Leon, drop some thoughts, bro.
I do want to drop some bars though on Wilder though, because you know, we realize it now, right? I mean, people realize it now, he is what he is. And I just feel like he's the exception. Like, he's a flawed boxer, but he got the neutralizer. And he can X you out. And I feel like if nobody looks at Wilder like Klitschko, and you look at how Klitschko fared against Fury, and you look at how Wilder fared against Fury, Wilder was able to turn Fury lights off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Klitschko wasn't able to do that. You could argue they had different phases of their career, but you would probably say Klitschko's a better boxer than Wilder.
Right.
But Wilder almost killed this nigga. So I just feel like I feel like people should take the focus off of him as a flawed boxer and just be like, wow, this nigga is just, he's like Fury said, he the best puncher of all time, the hardest puncher of all time. Maybe he is. He's 6 foot, what, six? And he weighed 209 on fight night, and he was fighting somebody that's 260 pounds. You talk about pound for pound fighters. This nigga's fighting people 50, 60 pounds heavier than him. And he's knocking them out, and he chasing them down. He was pushing the action. I mean, I like Fury's style, but it's like he's getting credit for making Wilder miss, but he wasn't working. There was a time, it was a nigga in the audience behind us. He was from America, and he was talking a lot of shit the whole fight, just the whole fucking fight. And he was talking about what Fury was doing. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, nobody's giving credit to Wilder for going to the body. You know, he wasn't doing it a whole lot. And it wasn't like he was killing them. But early in the fight, he was trying to find something, and he was jabbing to the body. He stopped doing that. But, you know, it was one round. I can't remember. But I told the dude, I'm like, man, look, Fury hasn't landed a punch this round yet. And it was like 2 minutes into the round. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I love his defense. I love his feigning. He gave Wilder all kind of problems. But I'm just like, man, Wilder is... he's an overachiever. That's what I want to say. He like an overachiever.
Yeah.
He started at 19. He didn't start in boxing. Like Tyson said, he was born in boxing. Wilder came over from basketball. But he's the heavyweight champion of the world.
Undefeated.
Just how hard he'll hit your ass.
I have no problem with that viewpoint either. Like, if you want to say, you know, Wilder is the hardest puncher in the division, hell, you know, say it, you know, that's the thing. But it's when people start talking about Wilder is actually skilled. That's the part that I've been arguing about.
Everyone says up until this fight that Wilder has a 1-2.
Right.
Yep.
Grabbing a straight right. That's it. We never talk about his defense. I'm a huge Wilder fan. Never talked about his defense. Never talked about he had footwork. Never talked about, look at his body work. Look at the uppercut. It's none of that. It's the golden gun. I always refer to it. At the end
my
of the
only
day,
question is if you don't, heavy if you, weight,
you my question need, is if you go ahead, Smoke.
If you're a heavyweight, you need.
Sorry, if you're a heavyweight, you only need two punches.
Mm-hmm. If you're a heavyweight, right? That's why Wilder's going to get the criticism he's going to get.
Listen, my issue is, see, I think y'all are confusing. If y'all want to say Wilder is limited, that's fine. Let's not say my issue with when people say that Wilder is trash. I don't like that word, to say that he's trash. If you want to say there's a difference between limited and trash. If you're saying that people that don't get to put Bob down by being trash fighters, yes, you could say he only has a jab and right and a straight right. But guess what? That's all he needs. And he's done very well with it. It's what you being skilled, first of all, being skilled isn't about doing like throwing all kinds of punches. To me, being skilled is about doing what you do best at a high level. And Wilder does exactly that. That jab, that straight right dynamite, he does it at an elite level. So I can't say that he sit here and say, oh, he's not skilled when he's doing what he's doing right now. It's limited, it's not as much, but it's still enough to get it done. That's why I don't like the difference of saying he's trash. That's why I defend. If you want to say he's limited, that's fine. There's a difference. You need to learn the difference.
But all I gotta say is when Wilder loses a fight to someone who people perceive not to be on his level, then that argument, we can revisit that little argument if he's like, you know, he's limited or trash. Because that's why I feel more, that's going to happen eventually with Deontay Wilder.
But who will that be, though? Because, shit, it ain't happened yet. So
he already
ain't too many out there. There's really only two out there.
That's why he called it upset, Maul. That's why. It's going to happen.
The only thing that's going to be upset after a Wilder fight is Joshua fans. That's it. That's it. Luis Ortiz.
That's
funny. Luis Ortiz was supposed to be the skilled Cuban with shot. It sounded, I remember Pat said, Luis Ortiz hit him so hard, it sounded like a shotgun went off in the arena.
I don't say
direct pack quote.
Hold on.
I went to New York City and seen Deontay Wilder slump Luis Ortiz. No skill.
Hey, Leon.
Yo.
Let me ask you a question. So,
Bob Squad!
what should AJ do? Who should he fight first? Fury or Wilder? Not fight next, but who should he fight first?
I think he wants to fight Fury first. I think he wants the Fury fight before
bad
he fights Wilder. But
bad,
I mean,
bad move.
I think, I don't know, man. I think, I don't know if Wilder wants to fight Joshua next or he wants to give Fury the rematch instead. I think he might want to give Fury the rematch instead. They already got a working relationship. They ain't got to deal with Eddie Hearn. You know what I mean? I don't know. Yeah. So
I think that this is going to be like what happened when Golovkin fought Jacobs. But then instead of giving him a rematch in a closely disputed fight, he then fought Canelo. Because that fight's just too big to just keep by the
wayside. Pass up. Can't keep passing up.
You can't pass up. And this is two fights now where Wilder has come this close to flipping and then losing. And then you lose that big money fight. And Joshua and his team should have seen this twice in a row now. You cannot just let this fight slip by the wayside any longer because you risk having it be a Lennox Lewis, Riddick Bowe situation where one guy gets knocked out and then the whole thing goes down the drain. This is still the biggest fight in boxing right now. You can't let it. And now because of this, Wilder's perceived stock has gone down. You can't let it go any further. They're still at their best. If he loses, then the fight loses a bit of function here. Like, it's not going to be as good. You got to do it fast. Listen,
did y'all see
as far as Fury, that Fury fight for Joshua will always be there. It will always be there at a high level, and they will always do big numbers because of where they at. They could fill that at. They could fill Wembley Stadium at any time and do that. The Wilder fight has a time limit. You have to capitalize on it now.
Did y'all see AB's video when he was watching the fight?
Nah, what he's doing?
He was recording the fight and he was telling Deontay Wilder, don't fuck up the bag.
Y'all can't, you gotta secure it, man.
Even Broner can see the struggle and he's struggling himself.
But so what do you think AJ, who you think he should fight first, Fury or Wilder?
Let's see. I mean, I agree with P sentiments. Like I said, Wilder is, you know, he's on borrowed time. He's, you know, everyone knows that the motherfucker struggled. You know, so most likely, you know, it probably should be the Wilder. I mean, get this unification going. Because, like I said, Fury is the lineal champion still. That's what a draw does. Fury still remains the man of that division, and Fury and Joshua will sell regardless. I mean, they could, one of them could lose, and the fight will still sell because England loves their fighters and they support it more than people in the U.S. and that's fact. Wilder should be, because I mean, you know, Joshua doesn't have this struggle, so Wilder should be the next up to bat, you know, to get this shit going. Because frankly, I don't think Wilder wants to fight Fury again. I honestly don't think that.
And this is a two-part edition of the Fade Hour, man. We want to thank y'all for tuning in. You know, we're gonna go around the room with little final thoughts before we news go ahead and close up this cast, man.
My final thoughts, man. It's 12:30 and this wine is
Eastern time.
Yeah, Eastern time, yeah, because I forget, you know, we got people in different time zones and shit. You know, and this Merlot is making me feel extra, extra good right now. So yeah, you know, like I said, just keep loving Pat Scorpio, and Pat Scorpio loves y'all. That's my final thoughts.
So Gerald LaVert ass dude.
Yo, it's my Lee. Final thoughts. Shout out to Ringside Ray for having me on the Fade Hour. We're gonna keep killing this shit, man, because to be honest, boxing is having a resurgence right now. All these guys, you know, the fact that they're not taking these fights fast is allowing us time to keep, you know, putting our hands on the shit. And you know, they seeing how we moving. So you know what I mean? We're gonna keep killing them. So that's it, man. I appreciate y'all.
This your boy P, and you know where you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Bodega Boxing. Just shout out to all the fighters doing their thing. I'm hype. Shout out to the Charlos. I'm gonna go see them in a couple weeks, so they better put on great performance. I'm gonna be there, so I'm hoping for some knockouts. We lit.
Go ahead, Ma.
Y'all know me. You know what I'm saying? The Black Bob Costas in this mug. You know what I'm saying? appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all having me on. You know what I'm saying? Had a few beers and a shot of Apple Jim Beam on along the way. But yeah, man, I definitely appreciate the fans who support us, who comment us, you know, on all the formats that we're on. And shout out to my brothers here, man, who brought me in and who has accelerated my boxing knowledge, man. I wouldn't be as astute and improving as I am without y'all, man. And that's really all I gotta say, man.
Hey, sir. Where the fuck is Smoke at?
This nigga smoking.
Passed out somewhere.
He's still in Atlanta.
Who knows?
No, I mean, he's still on here though, but I think he probably passed the fuck out.
San Diego ass
shit too hard.
Yeah.
Hey, once again, it's your boy News representing Ringside Rave all day. Y'all know what it is for me, man. Thank y'all for all the support y'all been showing us, man. It's been a hell of a ride so far this year. We still got a couple more weeks left, a couple more Fade Hours before the end of 2018. So y'all keep messing with us. We're only gonna get better. Only gonna be bigger fights, better shows and stuff like that. I had to give a shout out to all my boys here. Y'all go follow Bruise and Boxing, my boy Maul. Y'all go follow Bodega Boxing. That's my boy P. Y'all definitely go follow Champside. That's my boy Leon. Y'all go follow Free Smoke Boxing. That's my boy Smoke. Y'all go follow Pat Scorpio. And y'all definitely know, follow, subscribe, Ringside Rave all day, every day, man. It's your boy News. Another
and Rez. And Rez, too. Hey,
As a matter of fact, shout out to Rez, International Rez, the Euro Connect, because we never really get to let him get his intro. His intro or outro into the show. But I hope y'all appreciated this time that we did actually get Rez into the show with the Rez remarks. So hope y'all like that. We're definitely gonna bring more of that to y'all in the coming future. And like I said, hey, thank y'all for tuning in. Another beautiful show. Thank all my brothers for showing up. And hey, we out, y'all.
All right, man. We out.
And then, hey, everybody there, everybody on the West Coast, have a happy Hove Day. It's still Hov Day on the West Coast.
It was still fucking so stupid.
Thank you guys for listening to Ringside Rave. We appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time. Peace.